next we have our 2017 budget and public hearing. So, Joe, if you want to go ahead and we have Mr. Serenelli here and Ashley. Oh, I have to read it.
I think that's after.
After, right?
After the public hearing.
Pretty much. Eighth time doing it.
For the public's purpose, I have my budget message over on the table. If it's all right, I won't read it word for word. I'll step you through it.
That's okay.
Just like to introduce, we have Ashley Fruholtz, who is the township CFO here, as well as Ray Serenelli, who is the township auditor. So thank you for their help.
Ray was a wrestler too back in the day. So we can.
Really,
it was worth it, though. To get his autograph?
Basically, every year the council is called upon to establish municipal policy through the adoption of the municipal budget. Myself, as the manager and my staff, put together a draft document, recommended to the council. And the council must ensure that the budget adequately satisfies the needs of the community and serves the best interest of the township. The 2007 municipal budget, which includes your capital improvement program and public and private programs offset by revenues, totals $11,338,581. The budget itself, and we'll step through it, has several categories: your anticipated revenues, your appropriations, and the capital program. In addition, the budget includes our open space tax and sewer utility. Revenues come in many different categories. Your primary categories are your current property taxes, miscellaneous revenues, fund balance, others refer to it as surplus, and delinquent taxes. If you look at the chart, you can see the percentage of each of those primary categories from 2008 through 2017, and you'll see that there's a higher reliance on property taxes that's largely related to the fact that our miscellaneous revenues are basically flat or reducing, which also includes our state aid. Fund balance, again, as I mentioned, is otherwise referred to as surplus. Every year we need to ensure that the fund balance that we use and commit to the budget is regenerated. There's many sources of regenerating fund balance. In this budget, the fund balance committed is $1,370,102, which is the same amount that was used in 2016. Miscellaneous revenues are the revenues that are generated by fees and permits, uniform construction fees, municipal court, interest on investments, interest and costs on taxes, grants, and state aid. State aid has remained flat since 2010. For the period of 2007 to 2009, the township actually lost $228,913 in our state aid, which was about 28% of the state aid that we had prior to 2007. Over that period of time since 2010, what they've been doing is basically the overall number has remained flat. They've been shifting what they refer to as consolidated municipal property tax relief aid over into energy tax receipts. The total for 2017 is $575,475. Other miscellaneous revenues anticipated comprise of about 3.3% of the revenues, or $370,500. These are your court fees, construction fees, interest on investments, interest on costs on taxes, and fees and permits. Our court revenues have decreased since 2016. Over the last 2 years, we've seen a reduction in our court revenues of about $29,000. As a result, in 2017, we were only able to anticipate $60,000, which was a $10,000 reduction, which has helped contribute towards the increase this year needed in property taxes. Property taxes in this budget plan represent 75.82% over $8,491,284 of the revenues. The budget plan is a 1.8% or a $154,104 increase of the tax levy. This increase is a result of a $144,104 increase of appropriations, and we'll see that in a moment, and the $10,000 decrease in revenues, court revenues that I just mentioned. Your appropriations are the platform that allows local government to deliver services to its residents. The budget is assigned by department, and within each department we divide it into salary and wages and other expenses. Other categories of expenses that are not assigned to departments are presented in a line item budget format. Overall, this budget plan is presenting an increase in appropriations totaling the $144,104 after excluding public and private programs. Those are our grants. The reason why you exclude them is you basically have an offsetting revenue to your the budget appropriation for the grant, so it's a net zero impact on the budget. We also needed to bring into this budget the special assessment fees, which were assigned last year as a result of the special assessment for the Forest Lakes Dam. Again, there's an expense of $9,569, which is offset by a similar revenue source, so a net zero on the budget, a net impact on the budget is zero. General government, public safety, public works, and community programs include all the salary and wages and operating expenses. Overall, these categories of expenses resulted in a $157,914 increase, but that actually includes an additional $100,000 that we put into improvements in street and roads. So really overall, the budgets for those groups of departments only increased $57,914. The next section talks about the changes, all changes, the departmental salary and wages were applied. Our public safety answering point, our PSAP agreement with SPARTA for dispatch, saw a 2% increase this year. We kept in the budget $25,000 to support program facilitator for implementation of the action items that were outlined in their sustainable economic development plan. And I already mentioned and referenced the special assessment administration. Again, that's a net zero impact on the budget, but it is part of the line item within the line items within the budget, so I broke it out. Other expenses of the township that are not tracked by departments include your utilities, insurances, statutory expenses, pensions, garbage, debt service, deferred charges, capital improvements, and the reserve for uncollected taxes. You'll see following is some categories of other expenses that saw significant increases. Your pension payments to your employee and retirement system increased $11,363. Pension payments to police, fire, retirement system increased a little over $12,000. We're in the last year of our garbage contract that increased $12,000. And our general liability and workers' comp insurance is combined increased about $9,000. One of our largest line items within the budget is our group insurance line item. Our actual overall obligation for 2017 was $1,632,434. However, if you go down to the last bullet just before the chart, in 2017 there are a total of 13 employees that waive health benefits at a cost to the township of $75,280. This was an increase of six employees from 2016. This is actually saving the township almost $300,000. As a result of that, our actual overall liability, and you'll see the breakout in the chart on health insurance, is $1.3 million. What we were able to do this year in this budget, we were able to take some of that obligation, since at any point in time, these individuals may come back on the township's insurance, so you don't want to remove it from the budget. So we were able to repurpose a large part of that savings this year and put it into our capital program. That helped fund the additional $100,000 I mentioned to our streets and roads, as well as putting some additional funding into DPW equipment. So I'll speak about that briefly. The next section of other expenses is your debt service. A little misleading. Basically, in 2015 was the end of our 10-year permanent debt cycle. We went out for permanent debt, and that was the start of our new 10-year debt cycle. So we basically removed all the short-term debt at that point from the books, and we just had our permanent debt issue. As a result, we took the short-term debt out of debt service and we put it into our capital improvement fund to help us fully fund some projects. We have to pull back a little bit this year because as we do new projects and we bond, we start to build up the obligation again. So our goal here has been and will continue to be is to keep our normal operating debt service flat and manage it over time, shifting it between your permanent debt, short-term debt, and the capital improvement fund. This year, we actually saw an increase in the capital improvement fund overall of about $33,000. Annually, we always contribute $25,000 to the fund. The capital improvement fund is what's needed to support the 5% down payments on your bond ordinances, which is a requirement by law. So we always like to set some money aside to minimally do that. We also can use the capital improvement fund to fully fund projects. And if you look at tonight's agenda, there's actually four ordinances on there tonight that are capital ordinances, and you'll see the money that we're putting in the capital improvement fund that we're shifting from the debt service line item as well as from the group insurance item to help fund some of those projects. And as a result this year, we're pretty much have a plan to complete about $1.5 million in capital projects without funding, including various sources of funds, grants, capital improvement fund, as well as our open space trust. Capital improvement fund, we had moved some money around when we when there was a staff change in the construction department last year. We were able to see a reduction in salary and wages. So we moved the breakage from last year into the capital improvement fund. So roughly $45,500 moved from the construction department. We also had a special emergency that was associated with the reassessment. Where we did a special emergency for that of 150, and we're obligated over a five-year period to pay one-fifth of that back to ourselves. So last year ended that cycle, so we moved the $30,000 from the special emergency fund over into capital improvement fund. And you can see where we're putting the money this year in the capital improvement fund. As I mentioned, almost $366,000 is going to the capital improvement fund. We're putting $5,000 in drainage improvements, $100,000 into supplement for streets and roads. In the budget appropriations, we increased that line item an additional $100,000 over prior years, bringing it up to $205,500 for this year. We got $120,000 in DPW equipment, and we put another $59,000 into the budget appropriation. That is actually going to be going to offset the replacement of a DPW vehicle, so there will be no administrative vehicle and it will not be used for a police vehicle this year. Tax rate, the 2017 municipal budget calls for an estimated municipal tax increase of 0.015 for each $100 of assessed value, using the net valuation of $926,499,000. This increase represents an estimated $38.58 annual municipal tax increase for the average assessed home of $253,307. The next table kind of just gives you a breakdown of the average assessed home. As you can see by the asterisks, 2012 was the reassessment year. And you can see what the average assessed home is, tax rate, what the average municipal taxes are for an average assessed home for 2017. It's estimated at $2,320. Our open space tax is remaining flat. So the total municipal taxes with open space to the average assessed home is roughly $2,348. The next chart, I don't have the county and the school assessments for 2017. I did have it for 2016, but you can see the allocation of your tax dollar, roughly 27%, which includes your reserve for uncollected taxes, which is something that the township has to raise in the budget, and it's over $1 million. That helps us be able to make our payments to the county and schools. The county is 17% of your tax dollar, and the schools are roughly 56%. Open space, we're anticipating raising the same amount that we've been raising over the last several years, which is $110,430. Under the ordinance, we can raise up to 2 cents per $100 of assessed valuation. The 110 equates to about a 1 cent for each $100 of assessed valuation. The open space tax cannot be eliminated as future receipts were committed to cover the debt service of open space bonds that were issued in 2005 and are scheduled to expire in 2024. And the last section is your sewer utility. The utility is only supported by the fees collected from the users of the system. That doesn't impact your average taxpayer. It has a separate budget. In 2015, we did restructure the budget, and we supported a 5% reduction of user fees. For 2016, the operating budget remained flat, but we eliminated at the end of 2016 our legacy debt obligations from when the sewer got created. As a result of that, we were able to offer an additional reduction in the 2017 budget to the users, so we're going to be passing on another 5% reduction of user fees for 2017. So, in summary, the challenge with this budget and future budgets is maintaining the level of services that our residents come to expect. Costs continue to increase. Growth of our rateable base really remains restricted, and we've been seeing a reduction of our miscellaneous revenues, which basically results in a higher reliance on property taxes. We do what we can to hold the line on our departmental operating expenses. Our operating expenses probably have not seen an increase in 8 years now, so we've been trying to get as creative as we can and still maintain the level of services that we can maintain. As I mentioned, this budget has been constructed to fund more capital projects through the budget. The combination of shifting money between line items and increasing the amount of the capital improvement fund is reducing the dependency on us to incur debt to pay for those capital projects. So we're in a good position right now. I think nobody wants to see a tax increase, but I think a steady increase instead of significant spikes are more manageable. And with the challenges that we have and an inability to control a lot of expenses that are beyond our control, I really think that this is a good budget plan, and I would recommend that the Mayor and Council adopt it.
Of course you do. Thank you, Joe. So, Ray, we have to go ahead and introduce and do this resolution to open to the public to discuss the...
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
You just read the resolution.
Right.
To open to the public.
Okay. So, we have resolution number 68-2017. Be it resolved by the Mayor and Council of the Township of Byram, County of Sussex, that the budget herein, before set forth, is hereby adopted and shall constitute an appropriation for the purposes stated that the sums therein set forth as appropriations and authorization of the amount of $8,491,284,047 for municipal purposes and $110,430 set for open space, recreation, farmland, and historic preservation trust fund levy. So is there a motion for resolution
68-2017?
Yeah,
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Scott. Is there a second? Nishan, second? Is there any discussion from the council before we open to the public? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to open to the public for resolution 68-2017.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, is there anyone from the public wishing to speak on our 2017 budget? Okay, seeing no one, I will entertain a motion to close to the public.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, any further discussion from the, or any questions for Ray or Ashley?
Yeah, I just want to thank Ashley and Joe and the staff and the budget subcommittee for another year to come up with some creative ways to move the funding around, get things done without having to bond, which I think is great, that we're able to not incur the bond debt and be able to still do our road programs and other things, and I appreciate the work that they've done to get us to this point.
I would agree with that, Scott. And I know as soon as this budget gets approved this evening, we start working on next year's budget already. So one thing, I don't know if Joe touched on this during his budget message, but if you look at the first page, the in the under revenues, in the chart there under delinquent taxes. I mean, I would think that's a positive trend that delinquent taxes are going down. Okay. Now, I don't know if that's, for what reason that is, I would like to think that's a positive.
You have more collected in your current, so there's less to put it for because you've already collected it.
Okay.
In the year that it's been assessed.
Okay.
So in the following year, there's less to collect, you have less budgeted revenue.
Which is a positive thing. I thought so, but I wasn't sure. So Ashley, what's our? Does that mean from this? That means our collection rate is like 97.
It's 97.87 for 2016.
That's good. Wow. Okay. Very good. And Ray, you think our reserve is okay?
Your surplus.
Surplus, I'm sorry, yeah.
So I have a whole presentation here about
you do.
That.
But okay.
Yes, so you have a nice, responsible budget.
So I said, I queued for you.
barring anything unforeseen, there should be a good regeneration of fund balance like we've seen in the past. I think the council's been committed to that. And like Joe said, it provides a stable fund balance, provides a stable tax rate. We don't have sudden unsustainable jumps from year to year that, you know, you're subject to levy caps that in some cases you wouldn't be able to. But I did a review of your last 3 years, and of the last 3 years, you've really hovered right around 2%. Actually, at 1.8% is the average over your last several years. So I think your commitment to that is very good, of keeping a nice, stable tax rate.
Great. Thank you. I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank, you know, David and Scott, you know, for the capital improvement. Without a doubt, the last few years, that's probably been the biggest challenge for us. And I know you guys have been on the capital. Ray and I are just on the budget committee. We really don't do a whole heck of a lot. But no, honestly, the capital expenditures over the last probably 8 to 10 years have been a big thing. You know, it was kind of always like hurry up, you know, ready, you know, fire, aim. And you know, I think we're poised right now. We're you know, we're gonna be able to get some capital projects done, and I think that's a you know, a positive thing. So
and to be honest with you too, we've got some big projects coming up in the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Some big ticket numbers, and I think that Ashley and Joe have set us up in a good spot right now to be able to address those issues without big spikes in the tax rate.
Okay. Any further
I have a question about the you know, the reduction in miscellaneous revenues, just some clarification. Like, a lot of that is we're losing on on some of the information, some of the monies from the state? Like, where is that, how much is that going down because of loss of state paying monies that we're supposed to be getting?
Well,
or is that kind of leveled off?
Well, our miscellaneous revenues, from a state aid perspective, have just remained flat.
Okay.
Since 2010.
So we got cut back then severely, right. And now we're just kind of like riding level.
Right.
Okay.
The reduction in miscellaneous revenues for the last 2 years have been in the area of court revenues.
Okay.
And by law, we're not allowed to anticipate any more in the current year budget than we actually received in the prior year budget.
Right.
So last year we had anticipated $70,000, which was a $19,000 reduction from 2015. And this year we only collected a little over $60,533. So we were only allowed to anticipate, we anticipated $60,000 this year in the budget. So it's, you know, it's a function.
Is that a steady decline over many years, or I'm seeing the 2016 and 17?
Some of that from earlier back in the late 2000s and 2010 was rent from Celebrate the Children.
Mm-hmm.
When they left, we lost that revenue from that rent to that building.
Yeah, overall in the miscellaneous revenues, were you asking specifically about court? Or?
No, I really just wanted to make sure that, you know, the state has kind of leveled off, but, you know, it is kind of alarming that it just keeps going down in the miscellaneous revenues, and we keep relying more on property taxes, and it's beyond that. Miscellaneous revenue is a little bit beyond our control as a council.
And there also,
I just kind of wanted to.
There is something that may be happening in the area of your UCC fees, which is your uniform construction fees. I can't speak to the specifics, but the DCA is looking to eliminate the need for permits for certain types of improvements, i.e. New roof, i.e. putting siding on a house, and that will have an impact on revenues down
so
the road.
So no permit, no inspections?
Right. So I don't, you know, I think we passed it out a while ago. I know the group of construction officials in the state have been working with the DCA to address some of the issues and concerns about some of the things that they're considering. As far as I know, there hasn't been a final decision yet, but that is something down the road. I mean, there's the advantage to the person who's making the improvement. They're not going to have to pay the fee associated with the permit they would typically get.
Right, but the flip side.
But on the flip side,
they don't have
that's an anticipated revenue. So if we're dependent on that as part of your revenue stream, then you're going to make that up, and you need to make that up in an alternative way. So, you know, whether you're cutting expenses or you're raising property taxes, hopefully there will be some improvements that will help on 206. There's been a lot of interest in improvements and properties along 206 over the last several months. If some of those projects come to fruition, that will help your tax base. And by including some more new properties into the tax base, that will help spread out the tax dollar a little bit, you know, so that will have some positive effect on property taxes down the road. But, you know, pretty much roughly it's, I think, about 92% of your tax base is residential properties in the town. So unfortunately the burden of the tax liability falls to the residents, but that's the makeup of our community. That's been the history of our community, and we have a very limited commercial corridor that can help contribute, you know, to that. So
okay. Any other questions from the council? Okay, Doris, please have the roll call.
Mrs. Raffay?
Aye.
Mr. Gregg?
Aye.
Mr. Olson?
Yes.
Mrs. Cash?
Aye.
And Mayor Oscovich?
Aye.